case if that one runs out, you'll have another.
Thanks. I'm on? Oh, yeah, I'm on now. Do you need a microphone for the Lord to hear you? You ever been asked that question? You don't think so? I don't either. Well, praise the Lord. Well, here we are, the first day of 2023. Time marches on. It couldn't be more Happy New Year than being in church the first day. And God is wanting to bless us this year. And I know we live in a world of the flesh and sin and all that that's going on, but we've got Christ on our side. I want to talk about facing the new year and how we face the new year today. We can face the new year in a negative way or a positive way or a neutral way. There's so many things that affects our attitude and how we face things and do things we say, how our being is. I've already talked to people here this morning that is walking the same road that I'm walking that I never thought I had to walk or would walk. This soon in life, we're all heading down some path. And how we deal with all this worldly things. We can't do it on our own, folks. We just can't. Praise the Lord for the Comforter that dwells within us. If you're saved, you have the Comforter in you. And He's always there. Now, whether you grab hold of that and hold on to it or let it go sometimes depends on how your attitude, your mind, and your heart attitude will be. Salvation of our soul and the Holy Spirit dwells within us, but where is it? God says our whole body is a living sacrifice. Is it in our heart? Is it in our head? The Old Testament people would talk about being in their stomach, feeling that feeling in your stomach. And we've all felt that too. When we all fell in love and our stomach did flip-flops. We had our first children, and what a wonderful experience that is. So it could be, part down here. I think it's everywhere. And how we decide physically with our mind, we can think about a lot of stuff in 10 seconds. A mind's an amazing thing. If you just go silent for 10 seconds and think about what you're thinking about, you ever think about what you're thinking about? You can think about a lot in 10 seconds. It's fast. God created the best computer ever was, and there'll never be another one like it. So what do you think about the new year? What are you looking at coming to you? We can think about a lot of things. I wanted to get my glasses out. Got some stuff to read here. This lesson, I don't know how long ago it was written. Last time I did it was about 14 years ago. I did it in India one time. We just happened to be there during the new year. So when we enter this year, we would do well to heed the instructions that were given to the Israelites in the Old Testament to follow. They were following something a little different there. We'll talk about that. But how do you follow God, Christ? Do you follow? Let's pray and we'll get into this. Lord, we thank you for your love, your grace, your presence, that sacrifice on the cross, Lord, we just pray that this year in this church, we'd hold you up. Lord, we pray for Pastor Lasley this morning, that you'd help his condition there with his heart, and let the doctors figure what to do. Lord, others need prayer on our list, so many things. Many activities being planned for this year. Lots of things, Lord. Let all of them point people toward Christ. And all we do, and all we say, and where we walk, and how we talk, point people toward Christ. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So the Israelites, back when they crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land, and it says in Joshua, it says, I put my glasses back on. He says, when ye see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord our God. Now, what did it have in it? It had the Word in it, the Word that they had at that time. And we know we have the Word right here. In our dispensation, this is our Word. This is God's Word. In their dispensation, that was their Word. And when ye see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, go after it, that ye may know the way by which you must go. For you have not passed this way henceforth. You've not passed this way. Today's the first day of the year. Will we get through this year without the Lord coming back? I honestly got to say, I hope not. I'd like to see him come back. And I think a lot of us in here are at that point. You think about your grandchildren and the world that they're growing up in. I'll just assume they'd be in heaven with me. How do we think about that? The words, these words are still, you can apply them today in 2023. We don't know where we're going to head this year. We have not passed this way before. There's lots of things coming toward us all. For some, coming in the next 12 months will be the best they've ever known. Others could be the worst, marked by sorrow, disappointment, disadvantages, all kinds of worries of the world. And how we handle all the blessings or the disappointments or the sorrow is how we handle the Word. How do we deal with God? How do the Word was, the Word is Christ. How do we deal with that? I found something this week I want to read to you right now, if I can get through it. I texted to the pastor. It's pretty powerful. Those who do not latch onto the truth of God's sovereignty have little to sustain them in the tragedies of life. Now, folks, I'm trying to do this without crying. I ask God to help me with that. It's going to be okay. Sooner or later, God meets every trusting child who is following him up the mountain and says, now prove that you believe this, that you have told me you believe, and that you have taught others to believe. This is your opportunity. God knows you know that there was a way of hope in your heart that a certain way would not be yours. A certain way would not be yours. There's a hope in our hearts that our way won't be that way. Anything but that, Lord, we can say. Anything but that, Lord, had been your earnest prayer. And quite suddenly, you find your feet set on a on that way. Now, can we blame God for that? Are we going to have that attitude? We'll talk about that a little bit more. Do you still hold fast your faith? Now, folks, faith. I'm going to have to take this jacket off because I'm hot. Faith is a thing. What do we have faith in? Well, number one, I have faith in God and in salvation. We can all hold our hand up there. Faith in other things. Do we have the faith to let God control this coming year? Whether it's good, bad, in between? How is your faith? Check your faith. Do you still hold fast your faith that He maketh your way perfect? Is God perfect? Is God good? Is God true? Does He know the beginning from the end? Yes, yes, yes. It does not look perfect in our eyes. It looks like a road that has lost sense of direction, a broken road, a winding road, a strange mistake. And yet either is perfect. How can the wrong road be perfect? Because it's God's plan. Now, how do I accept that? How do you accept that? By faith. If you have the faith to trust Christ for your salvation, you have to have the faith to trust Him in all things. Or all that you believe crumbles like a rope of sand. Folks, if you don't have faith, it's going to fall apart on you. There is no middle choice between faith and despair. There is none. You either got to have faith or you're going to have despair. How do you want to live this year? I do not want to go around like a mule eating greenbriars, as they say, with an old sad looking face. I want to have faith that God's going to do the right thing. That we're going to have a successful year here at church. That we're going to have a successful year with my grandchildren and all of us that matters to us. Life is short, people. We need to have faith to hold on to God to get us through these things. However, no matter how dismayed the outlook is, the children of God can face the future confident and victorious. With the faith, looking at the Word, just like they looked at the Ten Commandments and the Ark of the Covenant, I'm going to look to this right here. And it's all about faith. I've talked to a lot of people in this church. A lot of people relate to what I've went through in the last 2 years. A lot of people have faith. A lot of people still holding on to sadness. And we don't need to. We need to look forward to tomorrow. I need to look forward to what my pastor's going to say today. But you know what it is? Men and women, our pastor said this from his pulpit. I'm just a man at best. You're just a woman at best. So what do we do with faith? Do I have faith enough to get up and go back to the mission field somewhere and do some stuff? Yes, I want to go. I've not done anything in so long. I want to go do everything before the Lord comes back. I'm sorry. It is all about your attitude toward God and what He's done in your life. First, God does not change. He's immutable. It means He can't change. It's not in His nature. He won't change. The truth's the truth. We start thinking wrong directions and we start trying to justify our feelings and thinking, and it starts trying to change who God is in our life. We can't do that. God will not, cannot change. Will never change. Will never change. He's the one that saved us. He's the one that keeps us. We don't do anything to get it or keep it. We all know that. By faith, I trust that God's going to guide our pastor this year. By faith, I trust He's going to guide my family this year, even though we may have to go down a road that we don't understand. So how do you handle that in this new year? Everybody says, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Well, I want to have a Happy New Year, but I want a year that's going to be happy. And it ain't going to be happy unless I stay in God's Word. It's just creek talk. It ain't going to be. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever, it says there in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. God don't change. God does not change. No matter what happens, God remains. He is the one constant in our life. My pastor can't be my constant. When we start looking at men, even though this man is put here by God, as he said from this pulpit, he's just a man at best. If we don't keep God in the middle of this year, folks, it'll get difficult. A lot of young people in our church making decisions for life, deciding what mission field to go to, deciding what kind of education to get, where to go to school, what to do when you get to school. You know, they've got big decisions. I was looking at my granddaughter. I got 114 in Knoxville and 117. In the next 10 years, they've got such big decisions to make in their life. And praise the Lord that they're saved, and they can quote verses, and they go to Sunday school, and they lead in their church, at temple, and teach, and are encouragement to girls. They got faith that God's going to perform a work in their life. This young man right over here, he's got faith that he wants to be a pastor. I told him he's got big shoes to fill following Mr. Abbott around. So, there is a living God. He has spoken in the Bible. He means what He says and will do all that He has promised. So can you hold on to that? You know, Hudson Taylor said that. Established in the China Inland Mission. There he was, and he eventually found out there was what he called rice bowl Christians. They were just out to get something physically, money, food, whatever. They weren't out to get a hold of God. We can hold on to a lot of that stuff. We can think money can fix things. We can think our health can fix things. We can think a good church can fix things. We can think a wonderful pastor can fix things. It's God that's the fixer. And we got to get a hold of that. He will do all that He has promised. I've told you before, we prayed and you prayed that Debbie would be healed. Well, she was healed the way God wanted her healed. And that's a fact. And she wouldn't change that right now. So we see that God doesn't change. And the next thing we can see that believers standing before God cannot change. Boy, praise the Lord for that. I can't change what God sees because I'm clothed in righteousness, and you are too if you're saved. And when God looks on you, He don't see the sins. Isn't that amazing? He sees the righteousness of Christ. Now, I can say amen and amen to that for a long, long time. Because we're all just sinners saved by grace. And that's not an excuse, but it's the fact. We're just flesh. And that's why He hung on that cross. Because He seen no other way to get us to heaven, because He loved us. To get mankind to heaven, there was no other way. To make that perfect sacrifice that satisfied a perfect God. There's so much we could say there. So much. The state of a believer's standing may change but it can't change with God. Your salvation is fixed. Now, how does your position change if you lose faith and quit relying on His promises? Well, your life situation is not going to be happy. Do you want to be happy? I do. I want to live a life of happiness. I love this church. I love these people. I love you all. And thank you for the wonderful gift for Christmas. I'm going to waste that money on probably model trains. But I don't want to change. I don't want my standing as my faith to get me through these hard times. I don't want to change it. I don't want to give up. I'm going to hold on. You know, there used to be a thing. I was in the Navy. Harold was too. The Navy way. I mean, there's all kinds of ways they'd do things. We'd get out on a line and transferring fuel or transferring supplies on a destroyer, a 450-foot long destroyer, and a big tanker would pull up with supplies and fuel and oil and all that, and sometimes we'd have to help with the lines. They'd run through these pulleys and they'd shoot a thing across and they'd have this line going across, and the water was rough between them two ships. You would get washed off. The waves would come up over the side and knock you down, and you got to get up, and the old guy would say, "Hold fast, hold that line, stand fast, hold on, stand fast, Harold, stand fast." God wants us to stand fast and hold on to Him. And you know what I want to hold that line? I want to hold that line because somebody may need help. If I don't hold that line, that guy down the way, he may get thrown over the side and lose his life. If I don't hold that line here in this church and go as I go and witness, they may be somebody dying to go to hell because I didn't tell them. Stand fast. Hold on. Hold that line. Hold that line. Stand up for God. Believe in His promises. Never change. Never will. He won't. I'm not going to change. With God's help, I'm not going to change. That's who I am. That's who I am. So believers standing before God cannot change far as salvation goes. But when we decide how we're going to hold on and how God's going to hold on to us. See, He's holding on to us. He's got our salvation taken care of. And I've got this box of woes, cares, suffering, financial problems, sickness. It's all in that box. Happiness is in there, if you get it out. But what do we want to do? We'll come forward here and we'll lay that stuff on the altar. Then what do? We go back to our seat. We go home. For a day or two, we may be okay. But then we sneak back in this church. And we get this box. And we take it home with us. And I reach in here. What's down in here? Oh, there's that misery. There's those financial problems. There's the death of my wife. There's sickness in my family. I'm just gonna carry that a little while. And you look behind. God's walking behind you with His hand out. He says, I want to hold on. Do you want to turn around and hand it to Him? Turn around and hand it to Him and let Him keep it. Don't pick it back up. In 2023, don't pick that box back up. For any reason. Let God deal with it. If you want a happy new year, you need to let God have that box. If you've got one today, you need to lay it down and not come back and get it. Everybody hear that? Shake your heads. Shake your heads if you believe it. You're not going to pick that box back up. Our loved ones are okay in heaven. Our children's okay in His hands. You're not going to pick that box back up. I'm not. Not this year. Oh, I may look at it, but I ain't picking that up. Tell God right now that you ain't going to pick that box back up. Because if you want to have a happy new year, you will not pick that back up. Our standing, God standing, God holding us. Oh yeah, the Navy way is stand fast and hold on. And that's what the world wants to tell you. Just hold on, it'll be all right. Just hold on. Just hold on, It's going to be okay. Won't you come down here and get therapy? Won't you go to the doctor? Won't you do this or do that? That don't help that box one bit. You can put therapy in there, worldly therapy. You can put worldly pills. You can put doctors in there. You can put counseling in there from the world. And that box is still going to be full of that junk that you're carrying around. You've got to hand that box to God and not go back and pick it up. I'm telling you now, don't go pick it up. I'm learning that right now. I'm not going to pick it back up. If you need help getting rid of that box, you go to this man right here. This preacher we have. He'll help you lay that box down with God's word. He wants to help you lay that box down. Don't carry it. I know I'm overemphasizing it because I know some of us have a box. Whether you've laid it down or not, you have a box. Harold has one. Miss Largie has one. Dallas has one. We've got boxes. Lay it down. Just lay it down. Thank you, God. Carry my box. I can't carry it no more. I'm sorry. I try not to be a snot-nose today. It's just emotional. You take that box, you go in the pastor's office. If you don't want to lay it down up here, you go in the pastor's office and you sit down in there and you throw that box on his desk and have him to pray with you. Say, I ain't carrying this no more. You pray that I don't pick it up no more. And he'll do that. If you're looking for worldly help. But then he turns around as the pastor, as a godly man, and gives it to God to carry. Because he can't carry it either. He's got stuff. He's got a box with stuff in it. Everybody's got a box. It's just what we do with it. It's going to depend on how happy this new year is. Now, I'm learning through this experience. God's given me stuff. It's just like every time I pick up something, I'll have a bad day. I'll have a bad 24 hours of loneliness. And I'll run to the Word, run to some books, some things, lovely things that Levi's gave me from England, old stuff, printings from the early 1900s, late 1800s. Beautiful, beautiful writing. It's hard to read, some of it is. I don't read well anyway. But if you go to looking, you'll find something that blesses your heart. Mostly in the Word. John 1:12. It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name, he give you the power through the Holy Spirit to take your box and lay it down. We've got that at our fingertips if we'll just grab onto it. I tell you what I want to hold fast to. I want to hold fast to God. I'm going to hold on and hold on And I'm going to stand fast. I'm not going to let the winds of this world and the winds of crazy doctrines, as the Bible talks about, blow you off path. The New Testament church was so confused with Judaism and pagan worship and all this coming and going, and tried to blend it into what the apostles were preaching. But they could not argue with the simple truth of the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and it flattens the ground at the cross. And you can't add any of the garbage, this or that or nothing else, or therapy or anything else to it. It's all about the cross. Run to it and leave your box. Run to it and leave your box. John 10:28 says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Never. "Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." What a wonderful promise. We know that our loved ones are taken care of in the care of the Lord. And Romans 8:17, "And if the children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ." Do you get that? We've got so much on our side because of what Christ did on the cross. We got so much more than just salvation. Well, praise the Lord for salvation. That's the main thing. But we got so much more. So much more. So much more. They shall never, let's see. "My Father, which giveth them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of the hand of the Father," Father's hand. And verse 30 says, "I and my Father are one," the Trinity. There we can look at that again. In Romans 8:28. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Now, where in the world does that fall? We can say, how does this work to the good of God's glory in my life? In a heartbeat, we can start blaming God for the miseries we live in. Romans 8:28, y'all read it, heard it, "and we know all things work together for the good of them that love God." I love God. You love God. But stuff still happens. He never promised that it wouldn't. "To them who are called according to his purpose." What is his purpose? Does he want us to walk around with that box? Does he want us to be miserable? Is that the purpose? Are you doing anything for Christ? Have you witnessed to anybody in the last year? Have you told anybody about Christ? Have you led anybody to Christ? Have you asked anybody to church? See, that box gets in the way of all that. That's why you got to get rid of it and get refocused. "Therefore, being justified by faith," here we are back on faith again. We're justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, I have peace with God because of what Christ did on the cross. Now, folks, these are some basic truths that we've all heard, read, know, memorized. Why are we not holding on to some of this stuff? Why do we go back and pick that box up with all that junk in it? So therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand. You have faith, access by faith unto His grace. I mean, read the words. Do you hear them loud and clear? By faith unto this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. What more is there to say? Folks, I want you to have the best, the happiest New Year that you can have. But if you're going to carry that box around, it ain't going to be very happy. Again, Romans 8:28, we all know this. We all know this. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. What's your purpose? What's your purpose in this year? My purpose is to leave this box laid, number one, and not pick it back up. Now, does that mean of me to think that way? Some people say, well, don't you think about your wife and all that kind of stuff? Well, yeah, I do. Wouldn't be right. I was married to her for 48 years. Life's changed. It'll never go back the way it was with Harold. But we're going to make the best out of it with God's help. And that's what I want you to do. I want all of us to do that. Because I know a lot of us got a box and it's got stuff in it. If you're human and you're walking and talking and breathing, you got a box. Now, what are you going to do with it? By faith, what are you going to do with God? You going to let Him help you, or are you going to live in misery? I want you to have a happy new year, and He does too. He wants you to have a year of happiness, no matter what kind of path we go down. Oh, there's a pothole here in my path. What am I going to do with that? God, how am I going to get around this? He'll stand back here. Try to be God for a minute. Son, just have faith. Just have faith. I'm going to stop right there. This lesson goes on for 10 pages. I may finish it up. I don't know. We'll let God guide and all that. I love you guys. All of you. Wonderful people. Let's pray and be dismissed, and you give God that box. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your love and thank You for Your grace. Thank You for that faith that You've given us. It's another gift. God, You give us so much. Help us to have faith to be able to deal with issues in our lives. Lord, we love You. Give us a good morning. Pray for our pastor. He brings a good message. Again, touch Pastor Lasley as he's there in the hospital. Lord, we love You. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thanks.